Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. Yeah, a little rainy out there, but temperatures are inching upwards, and that's a good thing. Conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community. Life, business, community. That's essentially sports, right? At all levels, sports bring people together. You know, you might not cheer for a certain team or even like a certain team or a certain player or a coach or maybe a call on the field. But when your team wins or loses or plays hard or just entertains, communities take note. And we as fans, we like to celebrate the greater good. Especially here in Wisconsin, we are diehard sports fans. Sports matter. Sports build partnerships that make us cheer and smile and laugh and cry and care. And you know, the reality is, as a dad, I may not care directly about your kid's soccer game, but you do. And the lessons learned on the sports field with our kids transcend traditional teaching and lay the groundwork for aspects of everything that we do in life. And that's why I truly love the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. It was founded in 1951. It's filled with greatness and people that have made our state better through sports, both on and off the field. About 150 individuals are in the hall. Some are household names, others not, but all have impacted the state through their achievement in sport. You have Hank Aaron, Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi, Oscar Robertson. All sports are represented in the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame. Baseball, football, basketball, auto racing, water skiing. There's probably a bunch of sports that we need to get in there, and we'll talk about that a bit in the show as we have our conversation. I'm teeing it up here. But everyone in the hall, truly honored as a state impactful player and their achievements in sports. The next introduction ceremony is the 74th annual, and it's Saturday at the Marcus Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee. The owners and operators of the hall are here today to talk about it. Brian Lammy, president and CEO of Team Lammy, and Mark Cass, the new executive director of the hall. They join us today. As always, our guests on the upswing. They epitomize what this show is all about, building community. So I'm excited to talk to both. Mark Cass, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Welcome back. It seems like
the
I was just here.
New job.
New job. You know, I'm actually still at the old job for like another 6 hours, but I'm also working with this one, and just a lot of excitement for Saturday. Just thrilled to be involved with this thing, as I've been talking about over the past couple of weeks. Such a history, such amazing names in it, and such great plans for it going forward, as we're going to talk about today. So really excited to be here, Jeff.
Very good. Brian Lammy, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time out of your day. I know you got a big event coming up, so you took an hour out of your day to be here. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, Jeff, we go way back. We both had our history with the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. So super excited to be here. Appreciate you guys having us. And we can always talk more about the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame and all of the cool stories and people that comprise it. So excited to be here.
Very good. Yes, indeed. My connection to the Sports Hall of Fame, and I've talked about it a few times on the show, 1995-96, I worked for an organization called the Wisconsin Sports Authority for an individual named Joe Sweeney, who ran the group at the time. And we put on, I think I worked on four or five different induction ceremonies. We did a big event in 1995 with Bob Costas as the MC, which was, we filled the now UWM Panther Arena, 10,000 people. It was an amazing, wonderful event. And after I left that organization, a young Brian Lammy walked into that organization. So our paths have crossed.
He was
since
young
1995.
At the time? Wow. Yes, indeed. I remember you even telling me this is what you're in for, but that was still hard to plan what I was in for.
Exactly.
Even though you were very gracious, you know, trying to help me out for sure.
All right. So stick around. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the preview for Saturday's big event, but there are some big changes coming to the infrastructure that is the Hall of Fame right outside the Baird Center. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to the Upswing. Thanks for being here. Mark Cass and Brian Lammy, owners and operators of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, join us today to talk about the business of sports and specifically this Saturday's big event, which is the next induction ceremony to the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Why don't you, Mark, give us all the details about Saturday's event?
Yeah, big deal, and you know, I'm gonna let you chime in here too because you guys all planned it before I'm on. I'm just showing up and being introduced, so I don't have a big role yet. But you know, I've had so many calls and people ask me about it because of the three people who are being honored that night with Steve Stricker, who everybody knows as one of the significant, obviously, players in the golf world. You know, he was the head of the Ryder Cup here in Wisconsin, but even more so, just what he's known for, and just really an amazing individual. To a NASCAR racer who's from this area in terms of Matt Kenseth, again, well known, huge impact on the sport, Hall of Famer, and then a guy that I kind of watched for the Brewers a lot. I watched him when I was actually at the first home game he played in, and that was Prince Fielder with Ricky Weeks and Ryan Braun. He was part of that class that kind of led them to that success after years and years of no success. Remember all those years of no playoffs? It was many, many years. And, you know, he was a huge part of that. He was a character, had a lot of fun on the field, and was a huge success on the field.
Yeah, brought a unique celebration to the field for sure. That's still,
yeah, I remember that. Remember that when he kind of after that
at home
run,
plate and
the home plate and kind of let him fall down. Everyone talks about that still. And kind of what I liked about him is he was outgoing, had a great personality at the time. The three of them were they were the Brewers. They were kind of the 20 years later of the Molitor, Yount, and Gantner.
Yeah. And the MC for the event is
who? One Donald Driver.
Right. All right.
Also our board president, and he's been huge in bringing the Hall of Fame back. So personally engaged and ingrained here in Wisconsin. So Donald always has some great stories and keeps us on our toes at the Hall of Fame event each year, too.
Okay. So for those that don't know the nomination process for the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, and I want to open up the WTMJ talk and text line right now, too, 855-616-1620. As we talk through what that process is, who the board is, what the, you know, who makes those decisions? Is it you, Mark, and you, Brian, or is there a board behind it that is constantly looking at the information as it's coming in through the website?
Thankfully, we've got a whole board included,
good.
So people
can't
be mad at just me.
Okay, good.
But
good.
The good news is with nominations, anybody could nominate 24/7, 365 on our website, wihalloffame.com. Then we do have a board of 20-plus people that are voting, and that includes some experts for sure, like Barry Alvarez and Bud Selig and Bonnie Blair and Donald Driver, Mark Cass, Teddy Warner with Fenway Sports Group, okay, and a whole lot of different community leaders. But as you can imagine, we get a wide variety of opinions when you're managing, you know, different sports, different genres, different values. So, you know, we have a few instructions that we give, but a lot of it is, what was their impact on Wisconsin? How successful were they? How memorable were they for fans? What did they accomplish off the field or off the court a little bit? And there's still a lot of different ways that people could value that. So we get into some exciting conversations, and it's great to hear from fans. But I always say, blame the whole board, not just me.
That's
if
right.
Your favorite athlete is not included.
I mean, I've been involved a number of years and kind of been on the board, and it's hard. And when the nomination list comes out and you look through the names, you're like, all right, you know, we can only pick three or four because that's all you can do a year, because it's just from a time standpoint, you're looking at them. It's tough. So now I know what those other Hall of Fame people go through. It's tough. There's been a lot of, I mean, if we think about Wisconsin, we think about, you know, whether it's the three sports teams or the other sports that occur, there's a lot of individuals who had a tremendous impact on their sport and on our community. And I think that's a great point in terms of the community. I mean, almost everybody that's been honored over the years has had more than an on-the-court impact. Has had an off-the-court impact, which I think is key.
Yeah, very much so. So the criteria, do you have to be retired? Can you still be active in your sport? Or is there a window there if I want to nominate, you know, someone that I really admire, right, but he or she is still playing?
So the cool thing for us, pretty unique, is it's 10 years from when your Wisconsin impact began. So technically, unlike some Hall of Fames, we actually could put somebody into the Hall of Fame who would still be playing. And when we put in Charles Woodson or Donald Driver, They actually did go into the Hall of Fame before they went into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame because we have less of a waiting period because of that structure. So I think we intentionally wanted to keep it pretty broad. If you look at a guy like Steve Stricker this year, he may not be retired from the sport of golf until, who knows, he's late 60s or whatever.
Well, past so that,
Trying to cover all of those sports, I think, kind of provide some unique guardrails or lack thereof that we've tried to account for.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, but I think it's always important to honor someone like Steve just because of what he's done. And he's got more to do. I mean, I just think it's cool. Neil, I mean, kind of not waiting till he's retired or he's left Wisconsin, which I hopefully he won't do that. But to honor him at the peak, I think is always important.
Okay, very good. When we come back for the break, I'm going to provide a couple of my ideas of people that I'd love to see in the hall. We'll read some of the texts as well. And we'll continue our conversation around the physical Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame downtown here and what the plans are for its next phase. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We are talking the business of sports Hall of Fames, specifically the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame with the 74th induction ceremony coming up this weekend at the Marcus Center. So in terms of people who are not in the Hall of Fame, and I want to talk about the physical plaques and the structure and what your plans are there, Mark Cass and Brian Lamme, but getting some texts and ideas coming in for people that are not in the Hall of Fame. Several people saying, Bobby Portis, put him in right now. Put Bobby in right now. Don't wait.
Bobby would be awesome one day. And we're
Is he going to City Hall first?
Yeah. Yes.
Could, I mean, I think you should go there.
Yeah.
He could go in as a mayor and a basketball player. Think of that.
That's true. And we personally do love Bobby. He shot a commercial in our gym at our home office. So I am as big of a fan as a lot of other folks are. So we'll see what the future holds for Bobby.
All right. I'm going to throw out a couple of the other names that are coming in and some of my selections, too. Brian Winters. I believe Brian is about 70, 74 years old. One of the best pure shooters in NBA history. Former Milwaukee Buck.
He was involved in the big trade.
Yep.
Came here in the Lou Alcindor trade.
I believe he still has some family connections in the area, too. So we should talk off air about that. But if you want Brian in, he'd be a good one. Rest in peace. But John Steinmiller, former VP of Community Relations at the Milwaukee Bucks, would be a wonderful selection. Sixto Lascano, former Milwaukee Brewer. Bo Ellis. I don't think Bo is in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
There are a number of folks that are qualified that we haven't put in yet.
And
one of many challenges, in addition to working across multiple sports, are there also were no inductions for 9 years.
Yeah.
So when we took over kind of pulled the Hall of Fame out of kind of bankruptcy / inactivity, it was also how do we start making up some of these great names that are deserving? So, but these conversations are exactly what we love to hear. We want as much engagement and great ideas. So we can try to get it right.
Right. And obviously you have a big event coming up this Saturday, but the 75th anniversary is a huge one. So you want to have even bigger, better names for that one, whether it's next year or, whenever that happens. Ernie Johnson, is he someone that might be on the radar?
He is at the top of the radar, very well deserving. Yeah. I would absolutely love it. He's talked about how much Wisconsin means to him, and I think he would be absolutely incredible. He had also called me when we had a client going through some challenges and offered free advice. I think he's one of the most wonderful human beings.
He was here a year ago, Jeff, actually accepted an award. And I've, as everyone knows, I attend a lot of events. And he will go down as the number one speaker I've ever heard at an event.
Wow.
Just in terms of the impact of the message that he had. And it wasn't about himself.
Right.
It was about everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And it was, just watching him on TV, he's amazing. Yeah. I think he is amazing.
Yeah, he truly embodies what community and sports is all about. And the fact that he grew up here
makes it even more special. And he somehow wrangles that show with three guys who have really strong opinions and huge egos. I give him a lot of credit.
Yes. So there are so many halls of fame out there, right? The leagues have them, individual teams and schools.
Yeah.
And in terms of continuing to find and maintain relevancy for a state sports Hall of Fame, it has to be a unique challenge, right? The Packers have one. The Brewers have their Wall of Fame. Again, colleges and universities have their own. The Bucks don't have a physical Hall of Fame, but they got the banners that or in the Fosher Forum. So how do you continue to build on the physical nature of the Hall of Fame that's outside the UWM Panther Arena?
Well, we're super excited, and this is going to be priority one on Mark Cass's list, but to continue to elevate the Hall of Fame. So we believe the physical nature is the walkway outside of UWM Panthers Arena, very proud of all of these great plaques, but I don't know if everybody is always paying great attention.
Yeah.
So led by Matt Rinka, and Rinka came up with an incredible design. We're very excited. Wheels are in motion now to get up an LED board, interactivity with the walkway, and just bring a lot more light to this incredible neighborhood in between the Deer District and the new Baird Center. How do we elevate the walkway as well so people can see these stories of the great Hall of Famers, but for us to also tell the story with our Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame Foundation, mm-hmm. and really leaning into teaching TLC, teamwork, leadership, character development, through the power of youth sports in Wisconsin, and how do we tell that story in a really compelling way?
Yeah, it's a perfect kind of connective tissue, if you will, but as you walk to a game or an event, it's right there. Like, the history is, but sometimes you just walk past it and you don't really engage with it. So I'm sure, Mark, you have a lot of ideas of how do you make it more of a destination.
I mean, it's really a lack of knowledge right now. Some people see it. They don't know what it is. They don't know why it's there. So that's kind of my job and Brian's job, to get that word out, to get people more engaged, and to have activities there. Kind of one of the things we talked about is, how do you get things to happen around there, whether it's during the RNC, whether it's during the NBA playoffs, whether it's during just a normal Saturday. How do you get activity around there so people are like, oh, this is cool, I should come down here more often, I should bring my kids down here, I should get in engaged with it. So I think you're going to see a lot more of our name out there. I think in the past weeks, actually in the past couple weeks, we've already seen it out there more, but there's a lot more plans just to get this, because it's such great history. And, you know, we love our sports in Wisconsin. You brought that up earlier. We're all about sports. So here's a way to honor those people.
Yeah. And obviously there are a lot of national halls of fame around the country. And Brian, you said you've had many meetings with halls of fame across the country. So I want to talk about some of those ideas specifically. You know, the National Soccer Hall of Fame in Frisco, Texas is really recognizable and has a really vibrant community around it. So I'm sure you have additional ideas of how you want to energize the hall. We'll be back. Welcome back to The Upswing, all things Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame and much more today. I want to read a couple of the WTMJ Talk and Text Line texts that have coming in. 855-616-1620, a friendly reminder. A few people chiming in with additional ideas of people that need to be in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Ben Sheets, what people have suggested.
Another good candidate.
Yep.
Ben Brust from ESPN Milwaukee,
I've seen him on the pickleball court. He actually sent that in, didn't he? I've seen him on the pickleball court. I'm just saying, he's not going in for that. He can go in for the basketball court, but not for the pickleball court.
A couple of good ones from a good friend of mine, Pete Kenzik. Pete is the director of coaching at Milwaukee Kickers. Used to be a former professional soccer player from Cudahy. Really well known in the national soccer youth community. And then James Beckham, James Beckham Park, Little League, former U.S. Marine, became a baseball player. I think he's in yesterday's Negro League Baseball Hall of Fame. So I think there's a lot of former Negro League baseball players with Wisconsin roots that are definitely worthy of Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame credentials.
Interesting. All good names. All good suggestions.
Yeah. All right.
Again, we love it.
Keep Jeff Sherman's not on
coming.
The list?
Nobody has texted in Jeff Sherman yet, but I was 4 years varsity at Wauwatosa East Tennis.
Vince can help you out. He can type in your name for you.
All right. I'm waiting for that nomination to come in. So in terms of what you're looking at to enhance kind of the physical Hall of Fame, where do you get your inspiration from? I mean, just some quick research in places that I've been. Obviously, the NASCAR Hall of Fame in Charlotte, signature. You can get in the simulators. You can power through what a pit crew looks like. There's virtual reality. It's $25 to get into. Do you see that aspirationally in terms of where you want to go?
Down the road, yes. And I know that's really important to Donald Driver.
Yeah.
I think revitalizing the walkway is step one.
Right.
Let's make sure we tell our current story as well as we possibly can. But down the road, yes. Could we have more physical indoor building, maybe even mixed usage where small store meets small restaurant or food court meets a full-time location. The challenge when we've talked to a lot of these groups nationally are, will people keep coming back multiple times to see the same cool stuff?
Right.
So the goal is, how do we figure out these other pieces and what are a lot of different things that could go into that? Think a very mini tidal town, but maybe encompassed into one building, that there's a lot of activation for people of all walks of life to enjoy sports, but also some of these cool stories around sports in our state's history. That's the goal somewhere down the road.
And do you think that connection to the Baird Center and visitors, is that where you want to be? Or do you see maybe the hall someday kind of being picked up? The plaques are pretty heavy, but they could be moved.
The plaques are extraordinarily heavy, 300 plus pounds. They can't be put in most buildings unless you put it on concrete again.
Yes.
So one of many reasons why we're also excited to redo the walkway, how do we come up with digital assets that are a little easier to move? But we love the real estate and the location we're in right now. The Wisconsin Center District has been a great partner. We'll see what the future holds. Right now, we're incredibly excited to be where we are. And who knew that so many cool developments would come up around us? Mm-hmm. So who knows what that future looks like years from now. But step one, again, is let's make this current walkway as incredible as we possibly can. And down the road, we'll see. It doesn't have to just be one location either. You know, we've talked about statues in Green Bay and La Crosse and Madison, other parts of the state. What could that look like with even a mobile unit at certain events? So a lot of great ideas, and Mark Castle will have a full plate coming up with
execution. I was going to add, just over the past 3 weeks, when everyone's heard kind of what I'm going to be doing, I've been getting great ideas. I'll be getting offers, of course, you know, but again, just ideas. And the thing for me is just kind of recognizing it's there, understanding what it is, and just excitement for it. I think that's the thing that's been missing for years because of what happened with kind of, you know, what was it, 2014 when you acquired it, kind of for that time period, you said 9 years where nothing happened, kind of lost its momentum. So now what he has done is he's revived it, and now is a chance to really kind of get everybody else involved. So I'm just excited about everyone's kind of interest in it and how we can kind of use that to move it ahead.
Okay, very good. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Brian Lammy's origin story, how he continues to work to find authentic connections for athletes and brands, and really, you know, what the future of sports sponsorship looks like through a business lens. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports, all things Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame today. Wonderful text coming in. Wisconsin stock car racing legend Dick Trickle. A lot of people remember my days at the old Wisconsin Sports Authority. Years ago, Dick Trickle was always on the list. So I think with Matt Kenseth going in this year, Dick Trickle's definitely on the list. Somebody mentioned John McLaughlin. John McLaughlin is in the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Jimmy Banks, soccer star, MSOE soccer star. There's a good documentary on Jimmy Banks out there now. So Jimmy Banks, another really good suggestion for the Hall. So Brian Lammy, yeah, the Hall of Fame is only one of many things that you do. But really give us the 1 to 2 minute Brian Lammy sports agent story, if you would, please.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it definitely happened by accident. All I wanted to do is be a high school teacher and coach basketball. I heard about this sports management program at La Crosse. I should say my mom told me about it when the education thing, they just wanted me to go to school extra time at Whitewater, which is crazy now when we always want more great teachers. Transferred, got the sports degree, begged UWM to hire me for free. They said no. I had to do an internship to graduate, so I came back and begged them a second time. They finally said, okay, you're in our budget. Met Joe Sweeney, who we talked about earlier. Got started working in sports, both with a little bit around the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, but mostly representing athletes. This was 1996. Packers were going to their first Super Bowl in 30 years, and people said yes to a lot of ideas. So very fortunate. Did that for 5 years. Started this company called Now Team Lammy, Lammy Sports Management at the time, 4 days after 9/11, working out of a one-bedroom apartment at Yankee Hill. And I just remember thinking, what the hell did I just do with my life? How is this ever going to work? But slowly but surely, a lot of good contacts from Brad Johnson, who ended up winning a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, to Donald Driver, to so many other good athletes believed in us. And that's led to some other companies like Twos, Threes, and Threes, the ultimate shooting competition that I own with Steve Novak, and a few other sports projects. So we are blessed to have a number of really good people working on, as you said earlier, mm-hmm. connecting people with their authentic sports connections, yeah. and how can we amplify their stories and connect brands and people that want to be a part of those great sports connections.
I've seen one of your clients speak his 2021 book, I believe, just really inspirational, Coach Rob Mendez from California. You still working with Rob?
We are. We have an event coming up with him in early May up in Green Bay. Rob is inspirational. Here's a high school football coach, no arms, no legs, born with tetraamelia. One of the most incredible stories, in fact, so incredible that he's a Jimmy V Perseverance Award winner. They only choose one person per year. He is an incredible human being that is passionate, doesn't take no for an answer. His mantra is, who says I can't? And you'll never say you can't around Coach Rob. He is just a wonderful guy that inspires people across the country. Definitely proud to be associated with him.
Very good. I think that, I don't know if it's a 30 for 30 doc, but I know there's an ESPN doc that you can there find is. Online if you want to learn more about Rob Mendez.
You just can't watch it and not cry.
Yeah, you're going to shed a tear for sure. Yeah, who says I can't? It's really inspirational stuff. So in terms of the, and we'll come back after the break and talk about this, but I want to talk about the future of sports business and specifically in Wisconsin. You know, can we get to a WNBA team? Can we get to a pro volleyball? What does pro pickleball look like in Wisconsin?
You should come down every Sunday morning at 8 and see pro pickleball.
All right. Very good. And then we're going to talk about Team Lammy's plate a little bit full with the Donald Driver Driven to Achieve Awards and a Green Bay charity softball game that's coming up in May. And that's Mother's Day weekend in Green Bay. You're listening to The Upswing. We are talking with Team Lammy, the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, and much more. I'm Jeff Sherman. We'll be right back. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Thanks for being with us today. All things business of sports and the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame with the 74th annual induction ceremony coming up this Saturday at the Marcus Center in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Brian Lammy, when's the Green Bay charity softball game? I think it's Mother's Day weekend, right? And you have all the players ready to go for that big event?
We're super excited. So Friday, May 10th, Mother's Day weekend, a very rare Friday night lights for us.
Okay.
Super excited. Donald Driver and Jordan Love as co-hosts. So you can still buy tickets for the game. We usually have 40 to 50 Green Bay Packers. We've had Coach LaFleur involved. This is our 14th year running it, but the 21st year overall for the game. Incredible event, very family friendly. You can get grass seats, I think, starting at $15. And just a really unique way to see these guys with the helmets off competing. And it's usually a fun time until the last inning when historically we've seen some of these super competitive guys cheat. I remember Charles Woodson
let four guys from
the defense bat until they could make a comeback close the gap. But definitely a great opportunity.
I remember some of those games, they were like 27-2, and all of a sudden it was 27-26.
Yes.
Because they would just get these guys get into it, and they're like, we're going to win, whatever it takes.
Yes, and that means whatever it takes.
Yes.
So
no cheating, of course, but you know, there may have been some rules that got maybe bent a little bit.
Absolutely. The only rule is there is no rule during the charity softball game, so we have some fun with it for sure.
And the proceeds for that game go to?
So they'll go to the Donald Driver Foundation,
okay.
and then a charity to be determined. Jordan Love is actually in the process of setting up a charitable foundation, but over the years across Young Life and so many different charities, whoever the hosts are determine where the charitable proceeds go.
Okay. And is there a date for the Donald Driver Driven to Achieve Awards yet for this year, or is that still under development?
So we're looking at March of 2025 for the next event, but we recently had the 10th anniversary at Northwestern Mutual, went over the $1 million threshold for the year for the Donald Driver Foundation just for 1 year. Pretty incredible. All the partners that support that event. And Donald, again, continues to give back in so many different ways.
Isn't he? I mean, I've known him for a long time, but he's just an amazing person, an amazing athlete in terms of the impact. He's one of the few athletes that I see. I mean, because you would think he just left the game, maybe mm-hmm. like a year or two. But it's been how many years, Brian, since
he retired?
Putting me on the spot here.
Maybe 8 or 9 years at
well,
least?
Well, over a decade. I think it's over
but that. Think over about a decade, how sure. he's probably, other than love, he's probably the most kind of well-known Packer still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody loves him. And we were just talking about the other day, his smile and his interaction with people is just really legendary.
Yeah. And touring developments and being a part, really being a stakeholder in the community yep. and getting involved in things that you probably don't even know about. Right. I mean, that's true that you're a truly special person and you care.
I mean, how many athletes from here have left and just not come back? He comes back all the time and he's hands on.
Yes. All right. I want to ask you both. We got about a minute and a half left. If I had the power, Jeff Sherman, host of The Upswing, to nominate you as sports czar of the state of Wisconsin, what's your first thing that you do, Mark Cass?
Sports czar. I make me the CEO probably of the Packers, don't you think? I don't need this lambie gig. I'm going to go run the Packers.
He's already changing jobs. He's on to a new job.
I'm on to the Packer job. But, I think I would like to see the Green Bay Packers still have a role in Milwaukee, whether it's play. Yeah, I love kind of, I mean, for those of us old enough, remember when they went, I mean, we're here 3 games a year and kind of how cool it was to do that. And I don't want to, I mean, I obviously know the impact on Green Bay, but just a way to have them maybe have training camp in Milwaukee or just have more of an impact in Milwaukee, I think would be cool.
Very good. Brian Lammy?
I'm going to borrow your idea you mentioned off air, a WNBA team in Milwaukee. I coach my daughter in basketball. Ooh, yes. We both have kids involved in basketball. I would love to see that. Mark turned me into a convert on pickleball. Somehow, some way, we need a
pickleball
annual big tournament or league around pickleball. Yeah. So
pro pickleball, 8 a.m. every Sunday over here at the Avenue.
I'm just still saying. Waiting for my invite. I know, you're a little scared to bring Sherman on board, but I'm going to be there one of those mornings.
One of those mornings is going to be hiding in one of the courts and they'll just like jump out at us.
Very good. Truly appreciate Mark Cass and Brian Lammy joining us today to give us all the insight into the business of sports and the upcoming, this Saturday, the 74th annual Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. It's at the Marcus Center.